producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What is in your town? That's a question we are taking all across the Northern Plains. And we're in Oaks, North Dakota today to find out what's in Oaks, North Dakota. And looking forward to a conversation to meet some folks down here. You know, there is so much happening in every corner of our great state of North Dakota. A lot of the focus and attention obviously goes on energy country because it's new and it's happening at a fast pace. But I tell you what, there's a lot of communities, about 400 if we actually count them, throughout North Dakota, and they all have a story to tell. And one of the things I really appreciate doing is getting a chance to get down, meet folks, look them in the eye, understand what's happening. And Oaks, North Dakota is our focus today. We're looking forward to a conversation with many of the folks that make Oaks go and tell you what's happening here and have you understand a little bit more about their story. So we're looking forward to that as we go throughout the program today. We're starting with the mayor, Monty Zimmer, who is the mayor of Oaks, North Dakota. How are you, Mayor?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
I just want to say welcome you to the Oaks. It's a great place to be, and hope you'll give us a good shout-out.
Absolutely. Want to let the rest of North Dakota know what's going on. You know what I get a sense of right away? Came in last night. Tooled around. I've been to Oaks before, but it's been a while. Real sense of community. You know, I mean, beautiful new hospital, schools, you know, a real sense of community. And that's, you know, something I think that's one of the things that makes North Dakota great.
Yep, that's correct. It's the people in this community that are what makes this town go, and it's just a great place to be.
So tell us about Oaks. What makes you most proud of this community?
Well, first of all, the people. It's a farming community with manufacturing. We have a lot to offer. Some of the stuff we offer is what is in some of the bigger cities. We have dialysis, new dialysis center, new hospital, good schools, everything that you could offer in a big city we have.
And, you know, some folks might say, hey, you're kind of you're off the beaten path a little bit. That's sometimes a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's I don't know if we're off the beaten path. We got highways that go through Oaks, but we are kind of in the southeast part. But yes, we are in the beaten path.
What I mean by off the beaten path is, again, a lot of our listeners would be in Fargo and Bismarck and Grand Forks and Minor, and you know there isn't an interstate or two here, but there's good access, obviously, and of course the rail line. You really have something unique there in the transportation sense. But I mean, you have everything you need, but you're off the grid a little bit without the craziness.
That is true. Yeah, we have everything we need. Like you said, we're far from Fargo and the bigger cities, and we just keep plugging along, and we're doing a great job here.
So if you had to give me a wish list of things you need more of, or the things that you hear about from your constituents or your business community every day, what are the challenges?
Well, I think one of the challenges are with the manufacturing. I know that they're doing some good stuff doing some jobs out west with the oil company, but they're having problems finding people to fill them positions. And also the housing is a big thing right now. I think those are the two things, is trying to get workers here and for housing.
So many of your businesses here end up with open positions, looking to fill positions?
Well, most of them are, like the manufacturing part of it is, yes. Yep.
Because they're obviously competing with folks all over.
Yeah, all over with the oil boom and stuff out west. They're competing with some of the bigger companies. So.
And on the housing side, is it a case of once you do recruit somebody, where are you going to put that family?
That is a big thing. I know we have some stuff available. It's just putting infrastructure in and looking at some more apartments and stuff like that. It's just trying to get the ball rolling and getting stuff done, I guess.
And what kind of growth curve have you had here?
It's been pretty steady. I mean, I think we're like between 1,700 and 1,800 in last census, and we're staying pretty stable.
And obviously, if you need more employees and you need more housing, then you see that growth curve continuing to go.
And I look to see that. I hope to see that, I guess. We got everything infrastructure in their town is fixed and everything, so we're looking at to get to the next level in growth, I guess.
How long have you been here?
I have been here since 93. So I'm originally from Carrington, came here. I work for an electric company, Dakota Valley Electric. So I've been here for, 21 years?
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And obviously giving back of your time to make Oaks a better place.
Yep, trying to do the best I can. Something I've been on the council of this in my second term as mayor, so, and then recently before that I was on the council for 7 years also, so I'm trying to give back.
Great. Well, good to see you, Mayor. Thanks for welcoming us. We're looking forward to meeting lots of folks that make Oaks go and find out more about what's in your town today, and really appreciate the opportunity to come celebrate a great community in Oaks, North Dakota.
And thanks for coming again. Appreciate it.
You bet. Our What's in Your Town tour, by the way, brought to you not only by some local folks here as well. Bernie, let's have you come on over here and join us as well. Okay. All right. Sounds good. And we're going to chat with some other folks here in just a minute. I wanted to mention that our entire statewide tour of What's on Your Town is brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale. And if you head to the supermarket, I want you to look for big flavor, like Cloverdale's grill sausages. They have a new line of big flavor packed grill sausages, 6 varieties. You can find Cloverdale on Facebook for some big flavor country recipes as well. And our friends at Arvig as well, where you receive customized solutions for your business and home security, business phone systems, networking, and more. Also want to thank our sponsors that include Heritage Insurance Services, Terrace Thrifty White, Highway 1 Fuel and Service, Oaks Enhancement Incorporated, we're going to talk with them today, General Irrigation, James Valley Grain, Farmland Co-op Ampride, our host for the event today, the Angry Beaver Lodge. We're going to meet some folks over there later today. Look forward to that. Back to Health Chiropractic, I Wonder Real Indian Auction. I'm going to talk with a colonel a little later on in the program, Dahlstrom Funeral Home, Otter Tail Power Company, Columbia Grain, Harvest Inn, and Edward Jones. Harvest Inn, by the way, our home last night, our accommodations. So appreciated that very much as well. And really got an opportunity to get into town, take a look around, and enjoy a wonderful facility, which is, again, in towns this size, not necessarily all that normal. So really appreciate that. By the way, some other things we're going to tackle on the program today. As I mentioned, we'll be meeting folks from Oaks as we go throughout the program today. There's a new news story we're going to dig into a little bit, not different than some of the things they're facing right here in Oaks, North Dakota, and that is Devil's Lake wrestling with an issue right now where they have nearly 3 job openings for every worker looking, calling that a wage earner's market. You aren't a kidding, huh? We have a story that's unfolding out of Williams County. We spent some time yesterday talking about fireworks and, some folks concerned about the noise and the regulation of it. Well, in this case, it turned deadly. More on that as we go throughout the day. We'll tell you about this story out of Williams County, North Dakota. And the Wall Street Journal is talking about Bakken Shale crude again. It's one of their obsessions. National media is really digging into Bakken Shale and suggesting that it is more volatile than other crudes. Volatility in Bakken crude, or volatility in general in oil, tends to mean something different than you and I think of a volatility. It's a measurement, but I always cringe a little bit when I see those words next to Bakken Shale crude to suggest somehow, and obviously with what happened at Castleton and some high-profile cases, folks are a little sensitive to that. But we're going to unpack that story for you a little bit today as well on the program. High-profile case out of Dickinson, North Dakota, with the principal there. He has been now released, and charges have been dropped against him, partially, we hear, because of how his confession was obtained by law enforcement in Dickinson, but also some reports are there are other suspects now that have emerged. So we're going to dig into that a little bit today on the program today as we go throughout as well. And here's an interesting story. New study suggests the highest percentage of young adults in 40 years live with their parents. What's going on there? I mean, is that a sign of failure on the part of those parents that they're having to say? Is it a sign of failure on the part of the economy? Is that a statistic that's happening everywhere else but here because of our economy? What does that say to you? I'm just going to give you the facts on that, and then I want to find out what you make of it today. Those are a couple of the headlines that we'll tackle. There's some other things in the news that we'll get to as well going throughout the program. And, of course, our most important topic today, that is Oaks, North Dakota, and things that are happening in this town. We'll meet another one of the city fathers when we come up. We're going to meet some of the folks, the faces, the voices behind Oaks, to help tell a story about this community as we go throughout the program today. So we'll do that next. Karen in Fargo wants to talk about towns the size of Oaks. So Karen, hang tight. We'll do that when we come back, and we'll also meet some more of the folks from Oaks as we continue. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Nested Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nested Consulting Service, go to nestedconsulting.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's in your town? We love asking that question, and we're getting some great answers today at Oaks, North Dakota. We're coming to you live and direct from the Senex Ampride location here today, and we're going to meet lots of folks from Oaks as we go throughout the program to find out what's in their town. And, you know, when I told a few friends I was coming to Oaks, they said, well, you got to look up Bernie Schulich, you know. And I said, well, of course I will. I had met Bernie along the way, so Bernie, good to see you.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
How long you been in Oaks?
I've been here all my life, and I'm just about 80. So, lived here about 30 years or 40 years probably in Oaks. So,
what's the best part about Oaks? What do you love telling people about Oaks?
It's a great community with a lot of options, and they've been a progressive community. And without that progressiveness, we would not be where we're at today. There wouldn't be the railroads here. There wouldn't be the shuttle train facilities. We've had a lot of different things going on. But some of the main things is the community, sometimes with stress, but they work hard to make this thing as good as they can. And the mayor was on before me, and he did a nice job of commenting on some of the things, and we do have a lot. We have swimming pools. We've got the Sanford. We've got the new hospital. We've got Elko. We've got the Harris Machine. We've got a lot of different things right here. Now, Harris Machine, for one thing, they do a lot of business out west in the Bakken, and they do make heavy pieces of equipment, and they have a hard time finding help, and that's a real struggle for them. And they're saying, we've got to get help, and we can pay good wages, but we're competing against the people like Jamestown and so on, who is having just as much struggle as they are.
Yeah, it's probably the number one pain point for employers right now. It's just finding good people.
Yeah, and that's what they need.
But here's a community, tucked along the... the northeastern edge the southeastern edge of North Dakota, down along the border here. That is, I've just heard you, providing services for the Bakken.
Yeah.
And going through some of the same things they are with people. You had a copy of the Tioga Tribune here. Why do you have a copy of the Tioga Tribune in Oaks, North Dakota?
We have a concrete plant up there, and we do a lot of work up there. It's very, very stressful with all the cold weather and moisture and so on, but we do work for Burlington Northern as well as other a lot of stuff. We have a gravel pit up there, and that's working too. But all of it it's tough going up in that country because you can't put in enough time. But we're proud to be a part of that up there, and they support us up there as well as they do here in Oaks, and we do a lot of business right here locally with concrete. And I'm going to have my manager stop and say a few words when he gets up here about 8:30 or so, if it works out, so he can make a little more comment about that. What else would I like to say? Street, sewer, water, you name it. Water treatment plant. We got our own water treatment plant in here, and we had a fellow who wanted us to get on with them, and his name was Heitkamp. Do you know him?
I heard of him, sure.
You heard
of him? Yeah.
Well, we got our own plant in here, and I asked him last night at the city meeting how that turned out, and it ends up that we're getting by a lot cheaper with our own water treatment plant, and that was a strong effort of the council and other people in town to make all that happen. They had the water tested in about four different places, and we got excellent water coming out of that water treatment plant. And if we'd have went with his plan, it would cost us a lot more, and we'd have had to build a plant someplace else, and then they'd tie it together. I'm thankful that Mr. Heitkamp did not get involved, or we didn't accept his offer to get in the middle of it. It would have been costly to our community. I'm obviously somewhat political, but that's the way it is.
What is the politics of Oaks and Dickey County? Conservative bunch down here?
There are conservative people, but it's hard for us to elect Democrats in or to elect Republicans here, because the union seems to stay on top of things, and that's their privilege and right to do what they see fit. So having said that, excuse me, I think we work together with whoever we can, and that's, as I brought up, Mike Brandenburg as being a tremendous helper. The people don't recognize what a strong job him and about 10 other people have done to help us along in the state here. When each township gets $10,000 and the county gets this and so on, there's a lot of roads getting fixed that would not have gotten fixed, and our infrastructure is improved. So I hope I'm not saying too much here, but I feel so strongly about that it's the way it is.
No, it's great. It really is. As you look at this sweep of time that you spent in Oaks, what are you most proud of?
I would say how the town is growing, the school is growing. I served on the school board for 13, 14 years. Proud of that time. I'm proud of we have the largest school system, I believe, here in southeastern North Dakota. And part of that is due to Melro or Bobcat Doosan. And it's also just the community and the banks. The whole community helps make that go. And as you heard from Bill Smith here a bit ago, you know, he's got a son that's out playing baseball, and they're going to play Lamar tonight.
That's this afternoon. That's the big story today. Right. Oaks and Lamar are going to go at it.
Yes.
About 9 this morning, I think.
Yeah. And yes, they're young, but We're very proud of all that. We have a grandson that one of them or two of them that are football, baseball, basketball, you name it, and we love going to see them. The farming is very important to us too, because we have two sons that are farming, and a son-in-law and a daughter that's farming. So we're very proud of what's happening.
Agriculture would be king here.
Yes.
Yeah. Big part of what makes Oaks go.
Right.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier intersection of the railroad, very important.
Yes.
Get those products to market, get some choice down here. Not everybody has that. So that's great as well. Well, Bernie, thanks for stopping by, and look forward to meeting some more of the good folks from Oaks as we go throughout the day here.
Okay.
Bernie Schulich, guest of ours on the What's on Your Mind edition of the What's on Your Town Tour. Today, as we broadcast live from Oaks, North Dakota, in the Amphide location. More coming up. We'll meet some other good folks of Oaks here and get some of your calls coming up straight ahead. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Grab a pen and get ready to take down a number for a great deal. Affordable housing in the Bakken, 2 and 3 bedroom homes, Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota. West end of town, north of Highway 2, directly across from the Cash Wise, walking distance to school, Stanley, North Dakota. Look for the open house signs. They're open every day now. Or give them a call for an appointment, 701-628-1215. But hurry, 2 and 3 bedroom models, lots of options to choose from, even lakeside lots, 701-628-1215, Frontier Village, Stanley.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What's in your town? We're asking that question of the good folks in Oaks, North Dakota, on our What's on Your Town tour today on What's on Your Mind. I mentioned earlier, Karen North Fargo wanted to get in and talk about towns the size of Oaks, and I didn't get a chance to do that when we were chatting with Bernie. So let me get Karen in here. Karen, before we go to our next guest, what did you want to talk about regarding towns the size of Oaks?
Near us in the 1960s was a wonderful town named Harvey. Two examples of what it had is a hospital and a swimming pool. Now, Harvey is probably even more wonderful now, but back then, I think about 3,000 people, it had everything that you would have needed to be a grade school child or a high school child in the summer to find good things to do. And we got to go there to buy school clothes, and at Penny's I bought material to sew. Then on that trip, we stopped off at the bakery. It was very fun.
You know, you just described could be a Norman Rockwell painting come to life.
And it's probably even better now because Western North Dakota has helped that too.
Absolutely. Yeah, good mental picture for us there, Karen. That's why we are where we are, and that's why we're going to every corner of this great state. Appreciate you joining us and sharing your thoughts on, in your case, Harvey, but basically a small town life. Bill Schmitz is here, one of our sponsors, Heritage Insurance Services, and he and his wife, Tara, are business folks in Oaks, North Dakota. We're going to chat with Tara a little later on, who has Tara's Thrifty White, which is near where we're broadcasting today at the Ampride. Bill, nice to have you. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Good. Thanks for having us.
No problem.
Got your son off to baseball?
Yeah, he starts here in about 25 minutes. Like Bernie said, we've got Lamar for a doubleheader today.
And that's a good day in Oaks, right?
It's a very exciting time for them. It's their biggest role. It's their last week of baseball, because I told them 5 weeks from today, football starts.
How great is it to be able to, you know, that small-town living right there. I mean, you drop your son off at the baseball game. And
that's why we're here. My wife and I were fortunate. We moved back 10 years ago. We born, raised here, graduated from here, moved back 10 years ago. And we have 5 kids. And we'd never live anywhere else.
Where did you go to?
We're in Fargo. We actually did spend about 6 months in the cities, which was 6 months too long as far as we're concerned. We lived in Fargo for 15 years. And it was, I love Fargo. It's a great area. But for us, it was the opportunity to come back to Oaks. I mean, my parents were here. Her parents were here. And as far as raising kids, we talk about it. We just came back from the Twin Cities. Went down, saw a Twins game. And we just couldn't imagine raising kids in that environment here. Davey can ride his bike to baseball. Our daughters, they can walk to the swimming pool. They can do whatever they want, and we're safe. There's no worries in Oaks, North Dakota.
So yeah, you can't put a price tag on that, can you?
No, you cannot. It's yeah. It's faith, family, and friends in this town, and it works really well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you did you always want to come home?
No, I wouldn't say maybe back to Oaks. But as you grow, you know, we're early 30s and we moved back. We just thought, what a great opportunity. Tara works at NDSU yet. She's a pharmacy professor. She had an opportunity to work at the hospital. We talk about what Oaks has to offer. We have a Sanford Clinic, which the Nogulas sold to them. Nogulas did a great job for this town. She was able to come back and do some counseling and keep her job at NDSU, and an opportunity came up to open her business. Small town. There was an opportunity there. She took it. Myself, I was in insurance in Fargo as an adjuster. I had an opportunity to come back to Oaks to become an agent. And you can take those things in a small town because you have that support. Think about a small town, we support each other. Like Bernie said, is there some stress at times? Yes, not everyone agrees on everything, but things move forward. When I came back, the battles over the water treatment plant, new streets, it got done. A new swimming pool, the school gets updated. This town has invested in itself, and it shows. We're holding. I wouldn't say we're growing, we're holding in there. I mean, we're 2,000 people, and that's what it was when I was growing up. I look at some of my neighboring towns, and they're good friends over there, they're struggling. Because they don't want to pay the taxes. They don't want to invest in their infrastructure, and sometimes you have to do that. Is it an easy pill to swallow sometimes? No, but I think Oaks is benefiting from that right now because we'll bring it up here again. Our industry's having these small businesses in this town. It's because they know Oaks will back them.
You bet. Let's talk a little bit about Heritage Insurance Services and what you do for growers around here. Crop insurance, your top priority?
I'm a big proponent of crop insurance, yes. And one thing I've really learned about that in the 10, 12 years I've dealt with it, it's part of the farm program and how many years we've battled that. We just got done battling it, and you hear people say, the farm bill's bloated. Crop insurance and the farm program, the programs that actually help our growers, is roughly 10% of that farm bill that comes out every year, the billions of dollars they talk about. It's our school lunch program. It's our welfare system. That's all included in that farm bill. Well, when you look at crop insurance, and when it really took off, it's about 94, the new crop insurance program, look what it's helped for small towns. It's helped our banks. They understand that they have a true insurance program when they're putting out these loans, because it takes a lot of money to put these crops in the ground. They have a backing by, it's a great partnership between private and the government. There's subsidies involved, but they know their growers can pay them back if disaster hits. Crop insurance there to back them up. And that's really helped our farmers over the last 20 years, and it's helped small towns. Because before that, when I was growing up in the 80s, I saw a lot of my friends lose their farms. My family was fortunate. My dad sold out, but we had a lot of neighbors lose their ground. There was no backup. And having an insurance program in place really gives it a backbone. And I know a lot of people say, it's subsidized too much, and there's different things involved. Farmers put risk in there, too. I won't get into details, but the farm program, since think about 94 on, has really helped rural America.
In chatting with growers this year, what are you hearing?
Too wet. It doesn't. We said we just came back from the cities, and I have a cousin who lives outside of the cities, and they have a lot of prevent plant. They just couldn't get in. They had 14 inches rain in Buffalo, Minnesota in June. We had 6 inches in Oaks. Guys got it in, and we've got a lot of drowned out, but fortunately, the crops that are coming up look great. But we're actually a fortunate part of the state. I know the valley's worse. We go east of here. You get east of Gwinner, Milner, they're struggling because they could not get that crop in. But again, okay, you can't get that crop in, but you still have bills to pay. That's where the program kicks in.
Yeah. No, it makes some sense. And as far as the crop conditions around here, what is the crop mix here? What's the big commodity here?
Corn, soybeans. That's where, in an area where corn and soybeans is the king. Obviously, you get further north, you're going to get more of the wheat, the bean, you know, the dry beans, that type of thing. But corn's king. Everyone wants to grow corn, and we're fortunate here with our irrigation systems. We have good soil for it. The temperature's a little better here. We're right in the northern end of this corn belt now, so. But that is the king down here.
Ag is what makes this town go.
It is. When you look at, Bernie mentioned it, we have 210-car elevators in town because of the railroads. It helps every industry out with these farmers. Harris Machine, guess what the Harrises do? They farm also. So it all builds off itself. Everything is based on ag. When the farmers are doing well, small towns are doing well. So that's why we need a strong farm economy.
And it's been quite a run when you talk about farmers doing well, hasn't it?
There is a time where we're dealing with it right now. We had commodity prices since 07 that have been pretty steady and climbing, and it pinnacled in 12, and you had $7.50 corn, you know, $15-$16 soybeans they could sell right off, you know, right off combines. People got used to that to a point. Now we're seeing commodity prices back down. Corn's under $4. Soybeans are struggling at $10-$11. It's a cycle, and most guys understand that. They've been through it. Some of our younger guys might not have seen it, but most guys remember the 80s yet, so they've done well. They hopefully put some money away. It's not always an up cycle, but they're still doing well.
And this is more of a little dent than it is anything, you know, sort of a down, yes, especially when you talk about commodity prices, but down against what, right?
Exactly right. And what happens is the input's caught up to them, and they've done well. Again, they're going to do fine, but there's always these ebbs and flows, especially in ag, any type of market system.
So how does the future look for oaks? Let's talk a little bit about, we've talked about what brought you back and what you see as a highlight of this community. As you look ahead, what excites you most?
Our youth. Our school system, we're very fortunate. Again, we see some of our neighboring towns are battling numbers. I believe my daughter now is going to be a second grader. Her class was close to 60. They had actually higher a kindergarten teacher 2 years ago because they had 60 kids. They want to keep 20 in a class. We had 56 last year. My youngest son's going to be coming up. They get 50s again. We're talking a lot of class sizes around our neighboring towns, 10, 15, 20, and we're battling 50 and 60. We are fortunate to say we need to add teachers. So we have a strong youth in this community, and that's exciting.
That's the future.
That's exactly right. We need to keep, you know, small towns. We need to bring small, you know, young families back here to raise their families. And I think that's one thing that people do when they come to Oaks or any. There's a lot of good small towns around here, but Oaks is like anywhere else. You do it because you know your neighbors. It's a safer place. Your kids can get involved in about every activity known. I mean, that's they can be in baseball, football, basketball, track, golf, swimming. They've got it here. It's a great place to live.
What is the sport? Is there a sport everybody has to play if they're a youngster in Oaks?
If you ask Coach Shaw, it's wrestling. If you ask Coach Beta, it's basketball. If you ask Coach, you know, it's whatever sport happens to be going on. We're fortunate. We've been a very successful wrestling program. Our basketball team this year made it to the championship of the region. So we're fortunate that every program or football team has done well. And that happens with numbers. If you don't have the numbers, because you have more kids, they're going to have, you know, everyone goes to the sport they like. That makes it a successful town.
And last question for you is, as someone that has the benchmark of living in the big city, if you will, for this part of the world, which would be Fargo, obviously, and then returning to your hometown, talk to folks that might be on that treadmill in the big city, and talk about making that transition and what they maybe should maybe what's in the back of their mind that they ought not worry about when you compare life in Oaks.
Well, I think a lot of us, well, where you go to eat. We've got plenty of places. Honestly, God, that's the biggest thing I hear people say is, what are we going to do with our time? You know, what are we going to do in Oaks? We have a movie theater. Go to the movies. You want to go out to eat? We have great places to eat, especially surrounding areas. It's not just Oaks. We have Fullerton. You know, we go out to Cogswell. We've got these small towns to support us. We support them as far as steakhouses. But I think the one thing people don't realize is the inside of your car is not the best place to spend your life. I don't want to spend a half hour commuting back and forth when I can be there in 2 minutes or my kids can walk to school. And that is a big change. We kind of dealt with it with, oh, geez, we don't have the big big produce stores, you know, the Hornbachers, and nothing against Hornbachers, but we got Miller's Fresh Foods. We have good selection for a small town. Yeah, there's some things you adapt to, but the idea that you know your friends, you know your neighbors, you know everyone lives in this town. There's a safety feeling to that. And in this day and age, a lot of it's media-driven, but people feel they're rushed. Everything is stressed out. I mean, just go, go, go. Small towns still at times, we can say, let's slow down here and have a 4th of July celebration.
A lot to love there, especially when it comes to ranking what's most important. Bill, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming down.
Telling us what's in your town of Oaks, North Dakota. Bill Schmitz from Heritage Insurance Services. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In Your Town Tour brings us to Oaks, North Dakota today. Great pleasure to meet some of the good folks here. Look forward to the conversation all across the great state of North Dakota. And I'm ready to, you know, pack up and move to Oaks. These folks have sold me, and we're only, you know, less than an hour into our three-hour broadcast here, for crying out loud. But you really get a sense of what is most important. So it's really fun to be here today and look forward to learning more about it as we go. What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? A question we ask often on the program and brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Chad, a farmer from Hertzfields, with us to explain why the EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal is getting the attention of so many farmers. That's what's on his mind. Chad, tell us why. Is Chad not ready to tell us why? Maybe I'm an hour early on. We're going to have Chad answer that question. We're going to have him do it next hour in the program, actually. I think we're a little bit early for that anyway. And our next guest is here anyway, so we might as well talk with Tara Schmitz, the proprietor of Tara's Thrifty White, a small-town drugstore right here in Oaks, North Dakota. How are you, Tara?
Good. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful.
Good.
Our first mom on the program.
That's right.
What does a mom love most about Oaks, North Dakota?
A mom loves that you can feel sure, secure, that your kids are safe. They're everybody's watching out for them. Most people in town know our kids, and if something, let's say they wipe out on their bike on the side of the road, somebody's going to help them up and get them going again. It's that security.
And you have a business.
Yes.
You're also on the faculty at NDSU.
Yes.
Your husband has a business.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a busy family.
That's right. Yeah,
but,
we are.
But so it's kind of nice to have that little bonus of saying there's lots of eyes watching out for
right.
the kids, right?
There really is truth to it. It takes a village. Yep. And not only friends in town, we have our families. Bill has two brothers in town. I have a brother in town. Both of our parents live in town. There is that added extra help when you need it.
So did you, when you moved back to Oaks, always think I'd love to own that little drugstore?
That drugstore was never there.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. I grew up in that drugstore. My parents owned a restaurant.
Okay.
It was the Ye Olde Cafe and the Guest House. And I was a waitress in that spot, pouring coffee. And there was a fire in 2001 that burned the establishment down. My parents relocated down the street until just recently in March. They had to close down due to health reasons. And the building was a cellular Verizon building. And so I had the opportunity to open. There were two drugstores in town. One closed down. There was an opportunity of a young family that wanted to, you know, stay a pharmacist, stay in North Dakota. So I opened up in the Verizon building. So now I'm pouring pills instead of coffee.
Oh, that's neat that there's a little history to the location.
Yep, there is.
And small-town drugstores, small-town pharmacies are important, aren't they?
They are very important. People don't realize that small-town pharmacies not only are your place to go get your medications, we provide counseling, but we also service the local hospital, the four area nursing homes around here. After our on-call, we are patient advocates. We help patients who can't afford their medications find the programs and help them enroll in those. We offer delivery, mail out. For people who can't afford their medications, besides looking for that and maybe helping them finance them a little bit, we're way different than the big box stores.
And there's a debate going on about that in North Dakota.
Definitely.
So I'm guessing you have an opinion on that.
I do, but yeah. We don't have enough time.
It's a fun topic, though.
It is very, very.
It is, yeah.
Very.
Yeah. I'm generally kind of a free market guy. You know, let the free market sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing communities that or states that don't have some of the things actually have less competition. So.
Right, yeah. We in North Dakota are the only state that has it right. And I don't think we need to change that. If you look at other neighboring states, when the ownership law was repealed and opened up, the amount of pharmacists per capita have decreased. That accessibility has gone away. So I'm a strong advocate for keeping it the right way.
So what do folks need to know about Oaks?
People need to know that Oaks has a lot to offer. Part of my job at NDSU is bringing students to Oaks to do their last rotations. I offer an acute care rotation at the hospital, ambulatory care rotation at Sanford Clinic, the rural rotation at the pharmacy, in addition to the first year and second year introductory experiences. The variety in healthcare that's here is amazing. There's no boredom at all. In my job, there's the hospital, the nursing home, patients coming in. We offer immunizations. We offer disease state managements for pain and diabetes and asthma. There's just that variety. Every day is different. For raising a family here, there's a lot of services to offer, and accessibility is much quicker than, say, if you'd go to Fargo or a larger city.
And the pace is pretty nice, too, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Feels like you're not on the treadmill of life.
That's right. Well, when we lived in Fargo, like my husband said, we'd spend maybe an hour in our car driving.
Yeah.
I have an extra hour a day to enjoy life.
There you go. Yeah. You can't put a price tag on that.
Definitely not.
Well, if you get to Oaks, stop and see Tara's Thrifty White and the crew there. Tara, thanks for sharing a little slice of life of Oaks with us today.
Great. Thanks, Scott.
Nice chatting with you. All right. What's in Your Town tour continues from Oaks, North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind. Going to open up the phone lines, take some calls about small town living, and more coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.